On this week's Essential API of the Week, I show you how to use preferences to save settings information inside of your iOS, Android, and Windows apps, so tune in. Welcome back, everyone, to The Xamarin Show, Essential API of the Week. Today, I'm going to show you how to use preferences, which is one of my favorite APIs that we have that enables you to save little tiny bits of data, such as user preferences. So maybe remembering a state that was on, or a setting, or even a feature flag in your application. So leveraging Xamarin Essentials, we can integrate this with just a few lines of code. So let's jump in. So here I am inside of Visual Studio. Now I have a simple application that I've been messing around with that enables me to log in, and I've added this remember me flag. Now, of course, I need to remember information if I actually plan to enable the remember me functionality. So for instance, perhaps the next time I launch this application, I save the state of remember me of true and false, and I can set that on startup. So let's take a look at the code really quick. The code here is a simple Boolean that is remember me, that is simply just returning the state true and false. If I look into the XAML in the code behind here, I have a switch that is binding to that remember me state. So let's see how we can leverage Xamarin Essentials to integrate this into our app. So the first thing I'm gonna do is start on docs.microsoft.com in Xamarin Essentials. There's a small getting started guide that you should follow for a little bit of setup code in your iOS, Android, and Windows application, and then all of the feature guides. So here we can scroll down and tap on preferences that allow me to quickly and easily add persisted preferences into the app. And it's really easy to get started. There's no additional setup code that you need additionally from that getting started guide. And here's how we do it. All I have to do is add the using Xamarin Essentials namespace, add set, or get to get my preference. You can store all sorts of preferences, such as strings, booleans, date time, long strings, right into the preferences class. Now this is for small bits of information, so you don't want to store a whole database, but just a few things. So the key here is that you say get with a persisted key string and a default value that you want to get back. And of course, you can set it by adding that same key and then the value you want. You can always remove it or remove all preferences. So let's go ahead and integrate it into the app. The first thing that I've done is I've ensured that I've installed Xamarin Essentials into my app. Now I'm using Xamarin Forms here, but you don't have to. No matter any iOS, Android, or Windows app, you can use Xamarin Essentials. So the first thing we're gonna do, like it said in the doc, is to go in and add Xamarin.essentials into the namespace. All right, so next, all we gotta do down here for this is come in and say, all right, well, the preferences, instead of storing this value around, there's really no need for it. What we could do is simply remove that and say, whenever I want to get it, say preferences.get. Now we need a key, so I'll say remember me here. And then I'll give it a default value. So the default value is going to be false. So we want that to be off by default. Then here what we can do is we can say preferences.set. And I'll say remember me, and I'll set it to the value. And we'll just raise the same exact on property changed event. Now, here's a cool thing to do. Instead of hard coding this string, if you're using it in an auto property, you can use this name of, and that will pass that same string down. So here, for instance, instead of just doing that remember me and hard coding that string, I can put it there like that, name of, and then pass it the false or the value to get or set. Now, you don't have to use name of, you can also use the string or a constant string and put all of your preferences into a separate file. You can use it wherever you're at. So now let's go ahead and relaunch this application. And instead of using that local property for that default value, we should see false here as the default. So let's go ahead and let it redeploy. There we go. So I can go ahead and log in, or I can toggle on the remember me state. Now, as soon as I toggle that, that's gonna set the preference and raise a notification if needed. So now, if I go ahead and close out this application and bring it up again, App Essentials, this is gonna relaunch the application, but it's gonna have the same state that we set on the preferences of remember me. So now it's on by default. I just persisted that setting in the application with a few lines of code. And underlying, it's going to call the correct iOS, Android, or Windows API no matter where I run this application. So there you have it. We've integrated preferences into our application with just a few lines of code. What's really nice here is that you can use this throughout your entire application in your iOS, Android, Windows app, shared code, enable you to persist your different settings and state across application updates and different launch events. So there you have it. Hope you enjoyed this Essential API of the Week. Don't forget to subscribe because we have more coming out each and every week right here on YouTube or Channel 9. So thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.